每个星期六、星期天，哈，至少有五场的战争在同时的进行。
We fight about at least five wars, coming Saturday and Sunday.
我们是通过这个网络的幸福小组，哈，在进行这场属灵的征战。
But by way of happiness groups, we're fighting this spiritual war.
啊，征战的方式是在网络上来传福音。
We're doing it online, preaching the gospel.
星期六三场，星期天两场。
Three fights on Saturdays and two on Sundays.
每个周末有五场的布道会。
It's a total of five evangelical meetings every week.
每一次的布道会都是一次的属灵的征战。
And every meeting, is a spiritual fight.
从魔鬼的手中，从黑暗的权势下，把人的灵魂拯救出来。
Wrestling from the hands of the devil, the souls of man.
不是靠我们呢，是靠福音的大能。
Not by ourselves, but by the power of the gospel.
我们一共五个小组。
There are five groups of us.
我们教会一共有13位同工参与。
It's a total of 13 co-workers coming from this church.
啊，还包括有九位从中国大陆来的同工。
We have not included five of co-workers from mainland China.
在美国来自其他教会的有22位同工。
As well as co-workers numbered 22 of them from various churches.
我们附近的恩典教会的牧师带着六七位的同工一起来同工参与传福音。
For example, the pastor of a neighboring church, Grace Church, who brought over six or seven co-workers.
纽约州雪城的这个牧师长老也带着他们的同工一起来传福音。
And look at the Chinese church in Syracuse, New York, the pastor and their elder brought over their co-workers.
附近的德国镇的长老也来参加，跟我们一起来同工。
Oh, the German town.The Chinese Christian Church also came by way of their elder.
感谢主哈，神在做很奇妙的工作。
We give thanks to the Lord who is doing wonderful things.
但大家知道这是属灵的征战。
But you all know this is bottom line is a spiritual fight.
我们教会就像一个航空母舰一样。
And our church is just like a carrier.
这些出去传福音的就像一队一队的战机。出去为主征战打仗一样。
We literally just like flying out sorties as if we were in a fight.
战机出去打仗之后要回到航空母舰，在这里加油加弹，要在这里预备下一场的征战。
When the fighters go out and come back and get reloaded with ammunition and all, and getting ready only for the next fight.
这些飞出去的战机不是孤单的，不是单独在那里征战。
They are doing the sorties not alone.
我们在这里敬拜，我们在这里祷告，我们在这里聚集，是我们大家一起来在属灵的里面得到重新的来更新、预备、充实，然后更好的为主去征战。
We are doing the battle as well as we are here, renewing of ourselves and our strength.Praying for them.
我们教会作为一个整体来参与到这一场的属灵征战当中。
And our church as a whole is participating in this spiritual struggle.
而且记得啊，我们离了主，我们就没有能力；离了主，我们就不能做什么。
Remember though, apart from God, we can do nothing.
所以服事在前面征战的同工，记得一定要祷告啊。弟兄姐妹，全教会都记得这一段时间要特别的为我们这场属灵的征战来祷告。
Those who fight on the front line, remember, and this is our spiritual fight. And those who are behind, keep praying for them as part of the battle.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's bow down in prayer.
我们天上的父，借着你所吩咐给我们的大使命。我们去使万民做主耶稣基督的门徒。
Heavenly Father, for the commission you have entrusted us with, we go out to preach your gospel to all nations and all peoples.
主，我们今天也是照着你所应许的在这里祷告。
And by your promise, we stand here in prayers to you.
我们就支取你的应许，说当我们这样去做的时候，你就常与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
We draw on your promise, and when we are doing this, you will be with us until the end of the world.
求掌管天上地下所有权柄的主与我们同在。
We ask you be with us, you who rule over things in heaven and on earth and under the earth.
求你与那些在前线上在征战最前线的那些的同工们与他们同在，使他们更加的刚强。
We ask for your presence with those who fight in on the front lines to strengthen those co-workers.
求你的同在显明在众教会的同工聚集在一起预备祷告的时候，让他们更加的合一。
May you manifest yourself in the unity of prayers of our co-workers.
彼此的相爱的心在服事的过程当中不断的成长。
So the co-workers will grow in terms of love as they serve you.
我们同心祷告祈求你释放这福音的大能在每次聚会当中。
We pray a united prayer that you release the power of your spirit each time we are gathered together.
我们祷告祈求那失散的灵魂能够回家。
We pray that the lost souls will be able to come home.
已经重生得救的生命能够不断的成长。
Even for those who are already born again will continue to grow and mature.
目的是让你的名得到最大的荣耀。
So that your name will receive the greatest glory.
祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
这一长段话不光是讲给当时的门徒的，也是讲给我们今天历世历代的门徒的。
This long passage is not being preached to the disciples of Jesus at the time, but it's being preached right now to all disciples of Jesus generation after generation.
因为耶稣讲到最后的时候，他对门徒说：“我对你们所说的话，也是对众人说，要听信。”
Because by the end, he's saying this, what I say to you, I say to everyone.
所以今天我们要仔细的听耶稣借着这一段话向我们所发出的很重要的提醒。
And we need to turn, we need to tune in to this important passage, and he's saying it to us.
这一段话是在什么样的场景下耶稣讲的呢？
What is the context of this teaching of Jesus?
耶稣从殿里出来的时候啊，有一个门徒对他说：“夫子，请看，这是何等的石头，何等的殿宇。”
As Jesus was leaving the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what massive stones! What magnificent buildings!"
这是星期二的晚上了。
This happened on the night of Tuesday.
自从耶稣基督主日星期天的时候进入圣城，进入圣殿之后，他连着三天不断的回到圣城，回到圣殿。
After his initial entry on Sunday, he kept coming back day after day.
他每次进入圣城的时候，不去别的地方，直接进入圣殿。
And every time he came into the city, he didn't go anywhere else, but right into the temple itself.
但这已经是第三天了。到了晚上的时候，他讲论了一天在圣殿里面。到了晚上的时候，他离开圣殿，而且从此再没有回来。
And this happened on the third day since his initial entry. And this happened in the evening. And after this, he never came back again.
直到最后，主后七十年，这个荣耀的、被人看为何等的石头、何等的荣耀的这个圣殿被完全的毁坏，一个石头都不落在石头上为止。
Until the day marked by AD 70 was the destruction of the temple of those massive stones and magnificent buildings that was totally destroyed.
因为这里的人不欢迎耶稣。
Because people there did not welcome Jesus.
圣城里的人、圣殿的里的人不把耶稣当主、当神的儿子来尊敬他。
The people in the temple did not regard Jesus as the Lord, the Son of God.
葡萄园的主人来了，派着他的儿子亲自来到这里，这里的人却不把当现的葡萄园的收成给这个葡萄园的主人。
It's just like the owner of the vineyard sending his own son to the tenants of the vineyard for a share of the produce.
而且这里的人还在那里窃窃私语，在那商议怎么把这个主人的儿子杀了以后，把这个葡萄园占为己有。
And they were even secretly talking about how to get rid of the son of the owner of the vineyard, so that they would take possession of the same.
不仅一次，不仅两次，三次，耶稣基督很有耐心的不断的回到这个圣殿里面，向他们去做见证，向他们去传讲神的国，神国里面那个王已经到这里了。
Not only once, but twice and three times over, and Jesus will come and teach them about God's coming.
但是这些祭司长、这些文士、这些长老出来，轮番的去挑战耶稣，轮番的去质疑他，轮番的想找画饼去治他的罪。
But when we look at the chief priests, teachers of the law, and elders, they took turns questioning, challenging the authority of our Lord Jesus.
所以耶稣就从圣殿里离开了。
We have this, that Jesus left the temple as a result.
耶稣曾经他第一天进入圣殿的时候观看，第二天星期一的时候他就洁净圣殿了，对不对？
He came the first day on Sunday, and he watched. The following day, Monday, he started cleansing the temple.
而且这不是他第一次清洁圣殿哦。
That wasn't the first cleansing though.
但是每一次耶稣清洁了圣殿，把这些做买卖的污秽的行为赶走的时候，他们还会再回来。
And each time after he cleaned it up,They came back again to make it dirty.
主耶稣基督清洁了那个圣殿的院子，但是院子里面那个人的心却不肯改变。
Yes, our Lord Jesus cleaned up the temple grounds, but the hearts of those who are in the temple are not cleansed.
这些人心里刚硬，要抵挡主，所以主就离开了圣殿。
Their hearts are hardened and they resist the Lord, and that's the reason.For our Lord's departure from the temple.
就像主耶稣基督在那个路上咒诅那棵不结果子、该结果子却不结果子无花果树一样。
Just like our Lord on his way to the temple, he cursed the fruitless fig tree.
耶稣基督的离开圣殿代表着圣殿和这里的人即将面临上帝的审判。
Jesus' departure from the temple is symbolic of the coming judgment from God on the people here.
这些人已经越线了，他们已经没有回头的路了，所以耶稣就离开了圣殿。
They went over the line, so to speak, without recourse. As a result, our Lord Jesus left the temple.
然而，当耶稣基督废掉这个有形的圣殿，这个污秽的圣殿的同时，他在建立一个新的圣殿。
As our Lord got rid of this visible temple, at the same time he was building up an invisible one.
就是在跟随他的这一批门徒当中建立一个属灵的、一个活的灵宫圣殿。
In the midst of his disciples who were following him, Jesus had been building an invisible, a spiritual temple.
这是一个全新的工程，怎么开始的呢？匠人所砌的石头已经成了房角的头块石头，耶稣基督已经成了这个新的圣殿的第一块石头。
How did it come about? Well, our Lord himself was the capstone upon which the temple was being built.
所以耶稣也向人讲说，你们拆毁这殿，三天以后我要重建这圣殿。
And that's why he was saying,To people, you destroy this temple, I will rebuild it in 3 days.
当时的人听不懂，耶稣是在讲说我在建立一个新的圣殿。
At the time, people hearing all of this had no clue.
所以从此以后啊，这个耶稣不再向人公开讲论，而是跟着这些门徒，对他们私下里讲论，是为了预备他们成为这样一个可以神住在他们当中的荣耀的圣殿。
Ever since this time actually marked the end of his public ministry, and Jesus started teaching in private his disciples.
那这一段里面最主要的对门徒的提醒是什么呢？
What's the most significant reminder to his disciples though?
归纳起来就是两个词。
Sum up, with two words.
一个叫谨慎。
One is to watch.
一个叫警醒。
And the other is alert.
谨慎讲了四次。
The word watch is repeated four times.
警醒讲了四次，也讲了四次。
Alert is the same way, repeated four times.
先讲谨慎，前面这一段反复出现的词叫要谨慎，要谨慎，要谨慎，要谨慎。
And you started with alert one after another four times total.
讲到最后，讲到警醒，连着四次讲警醒，警醒，警醒，警醒。
And at the end, he kept saying a total of four times, "You got to watch."
耶稣开口讲的第一个词就是要谨慎。
And the first thing that came out of him was alert.
在这一段结尾的时候，最后一句话的最后一个词叫做要警醒。
The last thing he said was watch.
所以大家知道哈，这就是这一段贯穿这一段的两个主题，一个要谨慎，一个要警醒。
So here we have a summary of the meaning of the passage with two words. One is alert, the other is watch.
所以我们一起来讲哈，要谨慎，要警醒。
Say it together.
那什么叫要谨慎，要警醒？
What does it mean then?
为什么要谨慎，要警醒呢？
Why do we have to do this?
那我们怎么来做才能做到要谨慎，要警醒呢？
And what do we do so that we can remain alert and watchful?
所以这是今天我们要集中思想的问题。
This is the focus of our sermon today.
我们先来看谨慎。
Let's look at the word watch.
这个谨慎，这个原来这个最基本的意思就是看的意思。
The original meaning is to look.
不是一般的看，是仔细的看。
Not in its ordinary sense, but you have to see watch clearly.
要把这个事情看清楚。
You have to do it attentively.
为什么要这样做呢？
Why do we do it?
因为有假的东西出来了。
Because there is falsehood.
你看你这个钱拿到银行去的时候，那个银行的职员都很仔细的看你拿来的钞票。
If you take a dollar, take a bill, of currency to the bank, the teller is going to look at it very closely.
你到国外去换那个美金的时候，他都看，有一点边边角角有一些裂了，他都不要的啊，要看得很仔细，不要是假的。
When you are overseas an exchange booth, they are going to examine what you're presenting to them.
为什么要谨慎？就是因为在这个市场越来越多的假冒伪劣的产品出来了。
Why do we have to be watchful? Because there is so much falsehood, so many fake products.
仿造的、冒牌的，到处都是。
And forgery and everything else, all over the place.
为什么要谨慎？
Why do we have to watch out?
教会为什么要谨慎？
Why do we have to be on guard?
基督徒为什么要谨慎？
What about Christian believers?
就是因为有假先知、假使徒，甚至冒牌的假基督都出来了。
Because there are false prophets, false apostles, and false Christ.
这是第一个原因呢。
That's reason number one.
一个东西出来，你要听得仔细，看得仔细哦。
When something comes out, you better watch out.
这到底是真的是假的
？Is that real or not?
我们有一本圣经
，We have a Bible，
可以来对照的。
By which we can discern.
而且我们要常常用圣经来对照的。
And we have to turn to the Bible very often.
这是对我们基督徒讲的。
And this is his teaching to Christians.
是针对我们教会讲的。
To his churches.
假先知传那些不能救人的假福音。
False prophets are preaching so-called gospel that is not saving.
只讲蒙福，只讲发财，只讲有福，而不讲人的罪和悔改，这都是假的福音。
If they preach a gospel of prosperity, making you rich, making you better, that's a false gospel.
告诉你做这个做那个，努力才能进天国，这都是假的福音。
They tell you to strive, to work hard for you to enter the kingdom of God, that's false gospel.
人没有办法靠自己的努力，靠自己的行为进天国，而唯靠耶稣基督的拯救，因着人的相信而得到这样的永远的救赎。
No one is going to be able to work his or her way into heaven, but through faith in Jesus Christ.
如果我们在哪里听到说哪里有新的使徒出来了，我们要特别的小心，因为使徒是领受神的启示建立教会的。
We better watch out if we hear someone saying, oh, there's a new apostle somewhere out there. Don't believe that, because apostles are given God's revelation.
使徒是有权柄的。
They have power.
使徒是被主差出来的那个大使哦，是主耶稣基督的代表哦，他讲话就是主耶稣基督在讲话哦。
Apostles are representatives, messengers of God, and they are as if God is speaking through them.
我们已经有使徒了。
We have had apostles.
彼得、约翰都是使徒。
Peter, John, they are apostles.
保罗也是使徒。
As well as Paul.
我们打开圣经，就有我们使徒在对我们讲话了。
Open up the Bible, and the apostles are talking to us.
怎么建造教会，怎么管理教会，我们在地上怎么行事为人，能够跟我蒙的恩相称，都已经讲得很清楚了，一五一十。我们不需要新的使徒出来。
How do we set up a church, grow a church, and is there clear a presentation of the messages in the Bible? We don't need anything else.
更为甚者，有的这个假基督出来。
Even worse, we have false.Messiahs.
有一些假的我们一听就能够分辨得出来，有人说女基督出来，我们知道这是假的。
Sometimes it's very easy to discern if someone says, oh, here is a she Messiah, we know that's false.
但是有一些不容易那么清楚分辨的假的基督，说能够救人，能够拯救人的基督，我们要格外的小心。
And there are times when we see the lines being blurred, and they say they are here,As Messiahs, they can say,
有一些把一些政治的人物、有权势的那些的人物当成了一种的盼望、一种的拯救，这是我们今天要格外小心。
And then we have to even remain even more watchful for those political activists who promise salvation of sorts.
2016年、2020年美国的大选当中，我特别看到一些的从共产国家出来的人，包括从中国大陆出来的人。
And that became a very clear during the general elections, presidential elections back in 2016 and 2020, and a lot of political activists came out.
没有经过共产统治的人可能还看不大清楚，但是从那些地方出来的人看得很清楚，今天在美国发生的事情不正常。
We had people coming out of the homegrown Communist leading countries, and they started talking.
阶级斗争的讲法渐渐进入到美国的主流的文化当中了。
For those of us not familiar with that kind of a cultural background, we may not be able to understand. But you can see this clashes between classes, the kind of notion, and little by little is stealing its way into mainstream.
现在在美国所发生这些事情，就是从前在中国大陆和在前苏联发生的事情。
So what's going on now in America is what happened way years ago in China and in Russia.
所以好些有这种背景的人就很积极的投入这个大选，一定要选他们心中的那个候选人。
And you could see a lot of people were just so enthusiastic. They wanted to install their own candidates.
他们是很积极、很真心的去参与，因为他们觉得说，如果美国这块净土都守不住的话，人真的就没有盼望了，没有退路，没有地方可以逃了。以前可以逃到美国来，美国如果变成这样的，这个社会主义、共产主义这种倾向的国家的话，真的是无处可逃了。
Those people, they were genuinely motivated, maybe for the right reasons, because in their view, America was the last pure ground, a good country, but with the downfall of America, we have no hope.
所以他们真心地支持他们的候选人，因为他们觉得他就是我的救主。
So they had their heart out working for their own choice candidates, and so they represent a hope of salvation.
但基督徒千万要小心。
Christian believers, we better watch out. We're not supposed to be doing that.
当然，我们要支持那些符合圣经教导的那些的主张和政策，这是没有问题。
Of course, we're obligated to support those who advocate the teachings from the Bible.
不要把任何的政治党派，不要把任何的候选人当作救主一样去看待，去拥护。
But never regard those people as a hope of salvation that we can support them.
我们要举牌子的话，只举一种牌子。
If we want to put up a sign, have a placard, we have only one.
就举带十字架的牌子。
Raise up a placard with the cross.
我们要去支持一个候选人的话，我们就只支持一位。
And if we want to support a candidate, we have only one candidate that we can support.
我们要想让这个世界知道一个名字的话，我们就只举这种的牌子，叫做耶稣是主。
If we want to make known one name for the whole world, they have to know.
耶稣是弥赛亚，耶稣是基督。
Jesus is Messiah, and Jesus is Christ.
而且他今天还活着。
He lives today.
感谢主啊，这是我们要谨慎的第一个原因。
And that's one of the first reason we have to be on guard.
不要被假先知、假使徒、假基督所迷惑了。
And don't be duped by false prophets, false apostles, and false Christs.
第二个，我们为什么要仔细的看，看得清楚，要分辨呢？就是因为有打仗和打仗的声音。
Second reason why we are doing this because there are wars and rumors of wars.
民要攻打民，国要攻打国，有地震，有饥荒，有瘟疫，这些事情都会发生的。
Nations against nations, kingdoms against kingdoms, earthquakes in various places and famines.
碰到这样的事情的时候，我们要仔细的去看，不要惊慌。
If things like that happen, do not panic.
不要害怕。
Do not be afraid.
耶稣加了一句说，这些事怎么样，必须有。
What did Jesus say? He said those things are due to happen.
一定会发生的。
They are to happen.
不要以为稀奇。
Don't be alarmed.
而且这些事情呢是越来越厉害。
Things of that nature will get worse and worse.
耶稣用了一个词，他说这是灾难的起头。
Jesus used a phrase. This is the beginning of tribulation.
这个灾难这个词就是。妈妈生孩子的那个产难那个词
that word refers to the birth pains of birthing mother.
我们觉得过去这三年已经很厉害了，疫情哇，一关就是关三年了。
We might tend to say, well, look at the past 3 years, isn't that representative?
耶稣告诉我们说，哎呀，不要以这项事情为稀奇，以后要接下来的事情。比这件事情还要厉害。
But Jesus is telling us things are going to be a lot worse than that.
就像妈妈生孩子的那个产痛开始的时候，一开始还是隔一段时间，但越到后来越紧，越来越快，越来越强烈。
And just as a mother is giving birth, contractions are getting worse and worse as time goes by.
现在我们看到的这个土耳其的大地震啊，这乌克兰的战争啊，我们所经历这个疫情啊，还只是一个开始而已。
Oh, what we have, be it earthquake in Turkey, the war in Ukraine, or our COVID-19, all of that really merely marks the beginning of this period.
不要期望明天这个世界会变得更好。耶稣早早的就告诉我们，这个世界一旦有了这样的开始以后，这种的灾难就会越来越频繁，而且越来越严重的。
Do not entertain any hope for a world which is going to get better. Actually, things are going to get worse and worse.
所以我们基督徒要谨慎。
And that's why we have to be on guard.
你怎样在这种的越来越恶劣的天灾人祸的情况下去亲近主、跟随主？
And how do we, in times of calamity, that we can come near to God?
不得不说，在过去三年疫情当中和疫情渐渐过去的过程当中，在我们当中有一些弟兄姐妹， 爱神爱人的心在软弱在退后。
Now I have to say, in for the past 3 years, some believers are getting weaker and weaker in terms of love of God and love of the Lord.
以前，除非是我们出差到外地，或者是特别生病了，我们才停止主日聚会，不来主日聚会的。
And it used to be the case when we were on trips away from home, or we were seriously sick, we were not able to attend Sunday service.
但今天很多的基督徒主日是见不到的。
Look around today. I mean, there are a lot of people missing.
有一点小小的原因就不肯来实体聚会。
There's a little bit of a reason that they skip the physical meeting.
我们要小心哦。
We better be on guard.
罗德不是一天住进索多玛的哦。
Look at Lot. He didn't move in one day into the city of Sodom.
但他一旦朝着索多玛那个方向去滑下去的时候，他就渐渐的挪移，就会住进索多玛的哦。
Look at his trajectory of his travel. Little by little, he was sliding into.The city of Sodom.
我们要谨慎。
You better watch out.
主早就告诉我们了，这样是慢慢变成常态，而会变越来越厉害的疫情灾难常常会发生。
We better watch out because things like that we are going to grow accustomed to, we're going to get acclimated to.
不要因为这些事情的发生影响我们对主的敬拜和跟随。
Do not let this interfere with our worship of God.
第三个原因为什么要谨慎
哈？ Third reason why we have to be on guard.
因为有逼迫，基督徒要受逼迫的。
Because there is persecution, we are due to face persecution.
不要害怕。
Do not be afraid.
你看这段经文的记载哈，特别讲到这个教会被逼迫的时候，他同时又讲到另外一件事情。
Look at this passage. During the time of persecution, The church is faced with, and he's talking about this.
第九节说，但你们要谨慎，因为人要把你们交给公会，并且你们在会堂里要受鞭打，这是讲的逼迫了。又为我的缘故，站在诸侯与君王面前。接下来讲一件事情是什么？对他们做见证。
Mark the word of our Lord. He says in verse 9, you must be on your guard.You will be handed over to the local councils and flogged in the synagogues on account of me. You will stand before governors and kings as witnesses.
有没有逼迫
Is there persecution?
有的
Of course.
为什么要有
Why?
因为这些门徒有机会站在审判他的人的面前来为主来做见证
So that he'sDisciples would be given an opportunity to stand as witnesses before the local councils and kings.
第十节又加上一句，然而福音必须先传给万民。
And he adds in verse 10, he says, and the gospel must first be preached to all nations.
最近我每天都有机会进入到24小时的守望祷告室。
Lately, I had the opportunity to log in to this 24-hour prayer chain.
感谢主哈，全球的华人基督徒持续不断的啊，在网上在祷告守望。
Praise the Lord that Chinese Christians all over the world continue praying.
借着这种祷告，真的是让我大开眼界，也让我学到很多的东西。
For me, as a night opener, I've learned a lot from the prayers.
其中有一件事情我学到的就是跟这个事情有关系。
One thing that I've learned is closely connected with what we have been talking about.
我听到有位受逼迫的教会和传道人的祷告是这样祷告的。
I heard a prayer. This is how they prayed. Those people who are being persecuted.As a church,
我估计做这个祷告的是从大陆来的基督徒。
I can safely assume this prayer came out of one who is in mainland China.
很有可能他自己就是被关过、被抓过的基督徒。
And most probably he was the one who experienced imprisonment.
他是这样祷告的。
This is how he prayed.
他说主啊，我为某某被关的牧师祷告。
Oh Lord, I'm praying for such and such a pastor who is in prison.
感谢你，你把他差到监狱里去了。
Oh, thank you, Lord, for sending him forth into the prison.
那些审他的、关他的那些狱卒、那些警官都没有机会听到福音的。你把你的仆人差到那里，向他们做见证的。
All the interrogators and those prison guards, they need the gospel, so he's there to preach the gospel to those people.
主啊，我感谢你。
Oh Lord, I give thanks to you.
那些无期徒刑犯、死刑犯，他们是没有机会听到福音的。感谢你把你的仆人差到监牢里，向他们传福音。
Look at those with death sentences, with life sentences, they have had no opportunity otherwise.
Wow.
I'm grateful you sent this person.
这种祷告是我们在美国这种平安的环境，没有做过监的人是想不到会这样去祷告的。
Oh, those of us in America without this prison experience would never be able to imagine such a prayer.
当然，我们要求神怜悯那些被关的神的仆人，快快的得释放，在监牢里面，神刚强他们，与他们同在。
And of course, we have compassion, and we will ask in our prayers for the release of such a pastor.
但是我们更应该像这个国内的信徒祷告一样去祷告，因为这是神的启示，神的旨意是这样。
But even more so, we need to tune in and pray such prayers like what we did, what we heard.
彼得、约翰为什么会被抓？
Why did Peter and John get arrested.
是因为他们能够有机会在公会面前为主去做见证。
Because they were given the opportunity to witness the Lord before the local councils.
他们被关被打之后，他们就欢喜，他们说，哎呀，我们能够配得为主去这样的受苦受逼迫是我们的荣耀。
Oh, they rejoiced because of their, they received a beating and they were locked up.And they were grateful for the opportunity to witness God's glory.
保罗为什么会被抓？
What about Paul? Why did he get arrested?
其中一个很重要的原因就是那些君王、掌权的、罗马的那些的监狱里的人能够有机会听到福音。
One of the reasons, of course, was the opportunity that Paul had to preach to those in prison.
为什么要谨慎？三个原因。
Why do I have to be on guard? Three reasons now.
因为有假的会出来。
Because falsehood abounds.
因为我们会面临各样的天灾人祸、打仗、饥荒。
And we are going to be faced with wars and rumors of wars and famines.
因为我们基督徒会受逼迫。
Because we are going to face persecution as believers.
我们再看第二个词，警醒。
Look at the second word, watch.
警醒最基本的意思就是不要睡觉，醒着。
The original meaning, the basic meaning is do not go to sleep, but remain awake.
显然不是在讲我们这个每天不要睡觉了。
And certainly is not talking about to deprive our sleep.
而是讲我们灵里面要警醒。
It's talking about our spiritual being watchfulness.
灵里面要敏感，要注意你周围所发生的事情。
And be discerning as to what's going on around us.
相比之下，睡着的人就是不敏感嘛，周围发生什么他都不知道嘛。
In contrast, there is a high degree of spiritual insensitivity for those who are asleep.
我们不要像那些灵里沉睡的人，我们要敏锐，要注意去看神在这个世代，在我们的周围在做什么事情。
Do not be like those who are in a deep spiritual slumber, but remain watchful as to what's going on around us today.
不要被酒精、毒品所麻痹。
Don't get addicted to alcohol or drugs.
不要被那些社交媒体、社会新闻所麻痹。
Or addicted to social media and social platforms, communication there.
不要被这个世界的潮流所卷走带走，让我们好像不知不觉就顺成了世界的潮流。
Do not be carried away by the trends of the world.
大家有没有注意到最近神在做什么事情？
Are you aware of what God is doing lately?
大家有没有注意到神在各地兴起祷告的服事？
Are you aware that God has risen up an army of prayers?
先从美国的年轻的学生当中开始的。
Starting with young students in America.
他们最突出的这一次做的事情就是聚集祷告、敬拜、唱诗歌。
What they did was to get together in worship and praise.
吸引很多人，全国各地的人都到那儿去排队啊，进到那里去祷告、去敬拜、去经历神的同在。
They were able to draw a crowd from all over America. They came over to pray and to worship God.
最近神在全世界的华人基督徒当中做什么？就是兴起祷告的服事。
What God is doing is to raise up.The prayer movements among the Chinese Christians all over the world.
那前一段时间我们参与到一个国内的基督徒的一个祷告的平台。
And an opportunity to log onto a prayer platform by believers in China.
一周六天。
Six days a week.
国内的早晨六点钟就起来，一个小时的时间到七点。
They start in China at 6 in the morning, and that would last for 1 hour.
天天聚在那里就是为宣教，为神的国度，为这个灵魂的得救，在那里迫切的祷告。
We are in prayers for 1 hour for the mission, for the salvation of souls, for his kingdom, for 1 hour in prayer.
大家注意啊，祷告兴起来之后，这么多的，无论是美国的还是华人的基督徒回应这个神的带领啊，开始花时间迫切的祷告的时候，接下来就会发生事情。
Look at given the responsiveness of Christian believers, and you just watch what's going to happen next.
祷告一定会带来教会的复兴的。
Prayer will necessarily result in the revival of our church.
复兴之后一定会有更多的人站起来为主去做见证的。
Revival will witness more testimonies of believers before men.
但这一切开始的根源要从神开始。
But all of this has to and did originate from
教会要起来祷告。
Churches need to rise up in prayers.
同工要起来花时间在膝盖上服侍主。
Co-workers.Begin serving the Lord on your knees.
带来的结果就是要福音广传。
You are sure of the result of the widespread of the gospel.
读启示录的时候有一段特别讲到天使出来传福音。
And when we read the book of Revelation, there is one passage about an angel preaching the gospel.
天使在天上，哇，一瞬之间，全世界都听到了，天国的福音，永远的福音。
The angel is doing it, and he's doing it one time on preaching the gospel. The whole world hears it.
那件事情是什么时候发生的？
When did that happen?
是在七印打开之后，七号吹响之后，七碗还没有倒下来之前，神特别差派一个天使在天上传永远的福音。
When did that happen? It happened after the seven seals were opened, seven trumpets were blown, but before the pouring down of the seven bowls of wrath.
为什么在那个时候神特别差派天使出来？
Why did God send out his angel at that time?
一方面是因为教会已经被提了，已经不在地上。
For one thing, the rapture of the church had occurred already.
但是在最后的灾难很剧烈的七碗一碗一碗倒下来之前，上帝对世人的怜悯再次彰显，就是让世上的人再一次有机会听到那永远的福音，天国的福音，所以神特地差派天使出来。
So think about it, before the intensity of the last tribulation hit the world, God was so merciful, he preached the gospel one more time.
同样的道理，当七年大灾难开始的时候，不管地上的教会如何的软弱， 不管基督徒如何的软弱，神会不会再一次兴起教会，让教会起来为主再做一次美好的见证？
Regardless, in a similar vein, is God going to do the same thing by way of His mercy and compassion to raise up people for the last preaching of this salvation of God?
如果我们明白真的能够体会到上帝怜悯世人，不愿一人沉沦，愿万人得救这种心肠的话，我们就不难理解，在教会被提走之前，一定会教会被兴起一次，再兴起一次，为主耶稣基督做一次全球性的福音的见证。
If we truly know our Lord, He is compassionate, He is merciful.Now, the seven-year tribulation period, before that ends, we are given the last opportunity to preach the gospel for the salvation of all. He doesn't want anyone to perish, but all will come to repentance.
在这样的传讲当中，到底有多少人相信？不是重点，我们也不知道。但是教会要在主的里面，主的面前要尽我们的职分，尽忠来为主去做见证。
We are not sure of how many people are going to be saved, but that's not the point. The point is, as His church, we need to stand up and witness to our Lord.
神是这样的怜悯世人，你想神会不会在这个时代兴起人去研究这个 AI, 研究这个 Meta, 研究这个元宇宙，在那个领域去传福音呢？
Do you think such a merciful, compassionate God will raise up a generation of men to study and research in the areas of nanoscience or AI?
一定会的。
He will surely raise up people like that to preach the gospel.
你想上帝是这样怜悯人的，不愿一人沉沦的这样一位上帝，他会不会兴起网络幸福小组，让我们去上到网络上，借着我们能够达到的这个范围，竭力的为主去做见证呢？
Given the nature of God being a merciful and compassionate God, do you think He's going to preach the gospel to witness His glory and salvation through something like having His group, so that we can preach the gospel this way?
一定会的。
He will surely do it.
神会不会兴起人就举这个牌子走上大街，站在各个这个十字路口，站在人多的地方，为主去做最后一次的见证，让人知道说耶稣是救主。耶稣爱你，耶稣要救你。
Is God going to raise up an army of men, raising up a placard, a sign like that, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Christ, for the last time to save souls?
这是一个特别的时代。
And this is a peculiar time.
这可能是教会在地上为主做见证的最后的机会了。
This just might as well be the last opportunity for the church to witness to Him.
神会兴起一些人做一些特别的事情。
Lord will raise up people for a particular task.
我们不是讲说天天走到大街上就举牌子。
We're not talking about just heading for the street every day with a placard like that.
但是有没有可能这个牌子是路过的那些行人，开车经过那些人，最后一次有机会看到耶稣是主的这个机会呢？
But is it possible? And this is the sign.That passes by, or those who drive by, will have the last glimpse of hope through the sign.
为什么要警醒？
Why do we have to be alert?
两个主要的原因。
Two major reasons.
第一个是因为那日子那时辰没有人知道，就是耶稣基督再来具体什么时候我们不知道的。
It's because no one knows about that day or hour, and because His exact, time of His exact second coming, nobody knows.
所以我们警醒，灵里面不睡觉，灵里面很敏锐的目的，不是算那个时间，到底什么时候耶稣来。
The reason we remain watchful, we do not go into a spiritual slumber, is not to mark the time and hour of His second coming.
警醒的目的是要做好守望的人。
The purpose of doing all of this is to remain watchful as a watchman.
警醒的原因是要我们好好的做好仆人，做好管家。
So that we could be good managers, good servants of God.
你 watch 警醒，着重点所看的那个东西，不是那个时间、那个日子、那个时辰，而是你现在手中的工作，你有没有做好
？You do not focus, by way of illustration, on that day or the hour of His second coming, but rather on what's at hand with which God has entrusted you.
所以耶稣在这里做个比喻嘛，正。这事正如一个人离开本家寄居外邦，把权柄交给仆人，分派个人当做的工。为什么要警醒？因为我们有当做的工，对不对？又吩咐看门的人警醒。我们为什么要警醒？我们就像那个把门看门打钉的那个人一样，我们要警醒，注意我们手中现在做的工作，这是要警醒。
Jesus gave a sort of a parable, an example. He says, this is like a man going away, he leaves his house and puts his servants in charge, each with their assigned task, and tells the one at the door to keep watch, and we are the watchmen, so we have to remain watchful for the Lord.
把神交付给我们的工作，尽心尽力尽职的去做。
And we have to do it what God has assigned us with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul.
听到在美国开始有一些弟兄姐妹站到大街上，在那里唱诗歌，为主耶稣基督举牌的时候，我就想起一件事情。
I'm reminded of one thing when I heard believers raising up a sign, sing and praise the Lord on the streets.
有一年我回家去探亲的时候，在我的家乡哈尔滨松花江边上的广场遇到一群人。
I remember one time when I went back to China to visit with my family in Harbin, and I went to the river 松花江 and I saw a group of people there.
一些每个人手里拿一个诗歌本，在那里聚集在那里唱诗歌。
In their hands was a hymn book, and they were singing.
哎，我一听，哎，这是我唱过的诗歌。
And heard it, and I knew, it was a familiar song.
我们一家人就跑过去跟他们一起唱诗歌。
So our whole family went over and joined in a chorus.
大家都知道，在大陆的教会是很艰苦的。
And you all know how difficult it is to live in a church like that in mainland China.
会遇到很多危险的，不那么自由的。
You're going to run into a lot of dangers. There is no liberty or freedom.
但是有一群的基督徒这样的尽忠，这样的守住他们的职任，即使是在那样一个艰苦的环境下，他们也竭力的去找机会为主去做见证，来宣扬主的名，是用这种唱诗歌在广场上公开敬拜的方式。
And you can see in that scenario how believers in China they do everything to be good and faithful servants of God, taking the opportunity, whatever opportunity that might be, to witness Him.
我就问我自己啊，在美国这么自由的环境，没有人拦阻我们做这件事情。我有没有曾经做过一次，哪怕一次，站在大街上公开的向人宣告说，基督是我的主呢？
At that time, I was asking myself, being living in America, America, a country of freedom and liberty, have I ever done this one time that I would go out and preach the gospel this way?
盼望我们都能够站起来。
I hope and pray we all will be raised up,
勇敢地去为主去做见证。
With boldness, confidence and boldness, we can witness for God.
不为我们的软弱，不为我们的胆怯去找任何其他的借口。
Do not look for excuses for our weaknesses, for our timidity.
所以你们要警醒，因为你们不知道家主什么时候来，或晚上，或半夜，或鸡叫，或早。
Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know.When the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at midnight, or when the rooster crows, or at dawn.
我们怎么做才能够真正的、常常的谨慎和警醒？
What do we do to remain on guard and be on the alert?
这段经文里面让我们看到三个途径啊，帮助我们具体的去落实。
There are three ways that will help us.
第一个是要明白主的话，明白主的心意。
And first, of course, is to know God's will.
主说你们要谨慎，看哪， 凡事我都预先告诉你们了。
The Lord says, so be on your guard. I have told you everything ahead of time.
主把我们当做的啊这些的事情，当受的这些提醒，早早的就已经都写在圣经里。
He's assigned, he has assigned already the tasks and the reminders for us in the very Bible.
我们要好好的宝贝这本书圣经，我们要好好的每一天花时间去读神的话语。
We need to treasure this book, the Bible. We need to turn to it, read it every day.
要谨慎，不要做愚昧的人，要做智慧的人。
Do not be foolish, but be wise.
要明白神的旨意。
So that you will know God's will.
因为现今的世代邪恶。
Because the world is evil.
第二个原因是依靠圣灵的大能。
The second reason is to trust in the power of the Holy Ghost.
我们怎么能够有力量胜过世界的潮流？怎么能够有力量常常的警醒不睡觉呢？
Where do we get the power to resist the temptations of the world, to remain not in a spiritual slumber, but watchful.
遇到逼迫的时候，怎么有能力为主去做见证呢？
And when we are persecuted, how are we going to be able to witness to the Lord?
没有逼迫的时候，我们怎么能够不闲不懒不拖沓，主动为主去做见证呢？
In the absence of tribulation, persecution, how do we go about witnessing Him, so that we're not going to be lazy and ineffective?
就是依靠圣灵的大能。
Of course, trusting in
the power
of the Spirit.
怎么能够依靠圣灵的大能，支取神的能力呢？
To draw on the power of God, how do we do that?
就是多祷告。
Praying more.
这是神给我们的方式。
This is the way the Lord has taught us.
在祷告中支取。
That we draw on the power of God through and by way of prayers.
借着祷告领受神早已经给我们预备好的那个圣灵的能力。
To receive the power from the Holy Spirit that God has already prepared us for.
第三个就是相信并且期待主耶稣基督再来。
The third reason is that we trust and in and expect for His return.
那时我们要看见主啊，看见人子有大能力、大荣耀驾云降临。
At that time, man will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory.
常常被提醒主来的日子近的时候，我们灵里面才能够谨慎，才能够警醒起来。
We need to be reminded of His second coming so that we will be able to be on guard and alert.
随时预备好自己，准备随时见主哦。
And be prepared to see our Lord any moment.
在面临这种天灾人祸各样的事情发生的考验的时候，
In times of trials today,
我们怎么能够谨慎警醒呢？就是依靠神的旨意，神的保守，依靠圣灵的能力，能够相信耶稣基督马上就要再来了，我们要见主面了，我们才能够做到谨慎警醒忠于主耶稣基督。
And let's remind ourselves of this. We need to depend on Him for His providence, for His power, the power of the Holy Spirit, and we rest on the promise of the Son's return. So we remain on guard, be alert and faithful to our Lord Jesus.
不知道这首诗歌大家有没有唱过或者听说过？
I'm not sure you have sung this before or heard of this hymn.
这是一个美国牧师写的一首诗歌。
It was written by an American pastor.
这个罗德牧师呢，他多少年来忠心的牧养教会，其中有教会中有一个年轻人呢，说是信主了，但是这个很贪爱这个世界，很羡慕这个世界的荣华哈，不爱主也不服侍主。
Pastor Luther, the author of this hymn, he pastored a church. Among his congregation was a young man who had been baptized, but fell in love with the world. He was very worldly.
把大好的光阴和精力都浪费在追逐这个世界的荣华上面。
He wasted all of his time and energy, for the pleasures of the world.
但感谢主，后来他真的重生得救了啊，而且努力的去为主去做见证，传扬福音。
Praise the Lord, this young man finally got regenerated, and he started preaching the gospel, witnessing the Lord all over the place.
但是很可惜，他重生，真正重生得救之后，只活了一个月。
What's sad about it, it's tragic that he only lived for another month.
当他病重病危的时候呢，这个罗德牧师呢又去探访他。
At his deathbed, Pastor Luther visited him.
去安慰他，去鼓励他。
To comfort him, to encourage him.
这个年轻人就对牧师讲说，我并不怕死。
The young man said to his pastor, I do not fear death.
因为主耶稣基督已经救了我。
Because my Lord Jesus has already saved me.
但我现在很怕见主的面，因为我从来没有领过一个人归主信耶稣。
But I'm scared to stand in the presence of the Lord because I have never brought any soul to salvation.
难道我就这样两手空空去见主吗？
Am I going to see my Lord empty-handed?
这个罗德牧师听了他这一段分享，他心里也很受感动。
Pastor Luther got so touched at this.
他就写了这一首诗歌。
He wrote down this hymn.
特别是在第二段的时候，把这个他跟年轻人听到年轻人讲的那一段话写到那个歌词里。
And particularly when we come to the second verse, he actually wrote in what he had heard from this young man at his deathbed.
虽然这个年轻人一个月以后就死了，他真的是两手空空的去见主了，但是他死了以后，神使用这首诗歌激励了很多的人悔改，努力的去为主去做见证。
Think about it. It is true this young man passed on empty-handed.But what remains is this hymn that becomes a hymn of encouragement for a lot more.
今天我们也一起来听，也一起来唱这首诗歌。
Let's tune in and sing together this hymn.
唱的时候，请大家小一点声，小声的开口去唱。
You can just hum along.
用我们的心去体会里面所讲的话。
And feel with our hearts the lyric.
弟兄姐妹，将来我们每个人都会见主的。
We're all going to see the Lord, every one of us.
我们每个人都会看到被钉子钉穿的那一双带着钉痕的耶稣基督的手的。
We're all going to see his nailed hands.
那双手张开了，代表着说主耶稣基督毫无保留地把他自己的一切，把他宝贵的生命都已经给我们了，钉死在十字架上了。
With his hands extended upward, we can see a symbol of what he has sacrificed. He sacrificed all for us.
到那一天我们见主面的时候，看到那双钉痕手的时候，不用主问我们，我们自己都会问自己哦。
At the sight of his nailed hands,Well, it's not that our Lord is going to ask us. We are going to ask ourselves, aren't we?
我们这双手，我们这双手到底为主做了什么？
Look at our hands, this pair of hands. What have we done for the Lord?
我们这双手，我们这个人，有没有完全的摆上，向主尽忠，来忠于他的托付？
Have we given us?Given us all we have to serve the Lord, are we faithful, and kind and faithful and wise servants of His?
让我们一起来用心来唱这首诗歌。
Let's sing this with our hearts.